Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Live in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Freedom never takes a break. Freedom never takes a break. Never takes a break. Not on this monster show. As long as we're breathing, you get a program. It is that simple. 7.5 years, more than 7.5, I guess about 7.5 years running now. Freedom never takes a break. Gotta love that. Hey, Valley News Talk, KVNT, 92.5 FM, 1020 AM out in Anchorage, Alaska. Great to have you with us. Love that you guys are tuned in live out there in beautiful Alaska. Good heavens, what a gorgeous place you are in. Gotta get out there and broadcast with you guys sometime. That'd be an awful lot of fun, wouldn't it? Let's take it all the way down to Miami. How about that, shall we? WZAB 880 The Biz, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca, Isla Mirada, Key Largo. Well, right there on the edge there. I'm not sure if Isla Mirada picks up the signal, but all the way out into the Everglades, on up into Lauderdale. Great to have you with us. Coast to coast, literally, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way up to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska. Love you guys. And a huge welcome, hello, to KKFT, Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM. Great talker out there, Reno, 99.1 FM. Love you guys, Jerry, and everybody out there in Reno, Nevada. What a beautiful place you are, covering all of Tahoe out there. Great to have you here as we feel your prescription for freedom. No doubt on, well, the fastest individual hours of radio, I can tell you that much. But it's great to be here with you, filling your prescription for freedom. As I said, freedom never takes a break. One thing I've got to tell you, Before we get cranking, I've got Mr. Alan Gottlieb with us here, and I want to tell you what I did. I want to make this announcement now. I'll discuss it with you in greater detail throughout the program. I'd like to get Alan's opinion. I am fed up, sick and tired. As I said on the daytime show last week, I'm just tired of this crap. Fed up with this Colin Kaepernick. I don't pronounce his name properly. That's intentional. All right, he has a right to say what he wants to say and to make a fool of himself, and put it mildly. I have a right to say what I say about him, and I've made some decisions along the way. I'm tired of what I saw at the Super Bowl from the NFL. I'm tired of the NFL and their political correctness. I'm tired of the NFL when the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put a memorial on their uniforms. The NFL said no. But it's okay for Colin Kaepernick to wear pigs with a cop hat socks on an NFL practice field. I'm disgusted with it, and I made a decision. I have the DirecTV NFL Sunday ticket. I had it. I was a 10-year club seat license season ticket holder for the Buccaneers. Those tickets cost me over $30,000 over a 10-year period. I know, ridiculous, isn't it? It's crazy. That was tickets. That wasn't parking, that wasn't food and beverages, wasn't concessions. Much, much more than that. My dad and I figured it out, probably about $20,000 additional. Over the course of a 10-year period, I've had the Sunday ticket on NFL since they've had it. Until today. I've had enough. I contacted DirecTV today. I canceled it. And I am going to donate the money that I would have given to DirecTV and to the NFL via DirecTV to a charity that you're going to help me select. I want you to think about this. I want you to find me a charity where the money that I would have spent on the NFL, that political, I'm just tired of it. Sick of it. I want you to help me find a charity, the best one you can come up with, to help the families of those fallen officers across the country. That's where I would rather see that money go than the National Football League, their political correctness, and their utter failure to stand up for what's right. And while he has the right to say what he wants, the NFL should have made a much bolder statement. I'll talk more about that But I want you to send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and next week on this broadcast, I will tell you what charity I will be donating that money that I took away from DirecTV and the NFL today. Because I'm just tired, tired, tired. We can say it like that south of the Mason-Dixon line. Let me go right to Alan Gottlieb, who is holding on the phones patiently. Alan, welcome to the show. Did I make a smart decision there, do you think?
That's what I would have done, Mark. So I think it's more than smart. I agree with you totally. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm tired of it. I'm fed up. I'm just fed up. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to spend all that time with you because I have you for such limited time. But I appreciate those kind words. It means a lot. And I'm looking forward to hearing from listeners on the and mark@armedamericanradio.org. I want you to tell me where to donate that money I would have sent to the National Football League via DirecTV, and we'll announce that next week. Okay, Alan, we got a big event coming up on 23rd, 24th, and 25th down in Tampa, and I would actually like to spend the rest of the time I have with you, not only in this segment but also in the next segment, talking about the Gun Rights Policy Conference. What I'd like to do, if you could, is kind of go through the history of the GRPC with us in this segment. And then the next segment, I want to go through a list of some of these amazing people that people can go to and attend and actually listen to, meet, and shake their paws in this incredibly important election season, just about 6 weeks prior to the election. Does that sound? Can you give us a history of the GRPC first? It's 31st year.
Yeah, I'm really glad you raised it in that context to go through the history of it. Because the I'm the one who came up with the concept and the idea and founded the first Gun Rights Policy Conference. And the main reason we did it was because at that time, none of the national gun rights groups were working together or even speaking with each other or coordinating any way at all. And nobody knew what anybody was doing. And there was sort of like, you know, everybody was in their own little camp. And that wasn't going to be a good way to, quote unquote, protect the right to keep your arms or grow a gun rights movement, so to speak. And so we had the first one, and it was like less than 50 people attended it, mostly, you know, members and boards of directors of national groups and leaders of national groups and staff. And we got everybody on the same page to work together and to communicate, which is really a very important thing. And then the next biggest change, I think, came about in the Gun Rights Policy Conferences. Back when California had their handgun, in, I think it was 1980s, had their handgun ban on the ballot. And a significant number of grassroots groups sprung up in California to help fight it. What happened is a lot of other states realized they might be fighting problems as well, and they started a bunch of grassroots groups too. And these groups were like having a hard time after the ballot measure, you know, we beat it in California, what to do afterwards. And I didn't want to see them go away. They organized, they got people together, they had good grassroots boots on the ground, and likewise groups sprung up around the country during the Clinton gun ban era. When they tried to ban assault weapons for a while. And all these groups were there and then didn't know where to go, what to do. And so we expanded the Gun Rights Policy Conference and started to deal with a lot of local and grassroots leaders as well. And then over time, it expanded out not to just grassroots leaders and national groups, but also gun rights activists or people that wanted to get involved in the gun rights, you know, fraternity, so to speak, and really be part of the action and help determine what our path was going to be and how we're going to get from point one to point two. And so it kept growing. And that's sort of the history of how the gun rights policy has grown to what it is today and why, quite frankly, now it entails having almost 70 speakers speaking at it, not to mention all the hundreds and hundreds of people that attend it.
And that's what I want to spend the time with you on the next segment. In this segment, let me put this in context, what you just said, what you just heard Alan talk about here. We're talking about 31 years. In 1986, hard to believe 1986 was 31 years ago. In 1986, this is the 31st one this year, September 23rd, 24th, 25th in Tampa, Florida. Seattle, Washington, Buffalo, New York in 87, 88, Dallas, Atlanta, Phoenix, Philadelphia, L.A., Washington, D.C., San Fran, Dallas, D.C., Denver, Seattle, St. Louis, Washington, D.C. again, Cincinnati, Phoenix, Houston, Washington, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Phoenix, St. Louis, San Fran, Chicago, Orlando, Houston, Chicago, Phoenix, and now Tampa. So put in context for me, if you would, you've got everybody gets together, I guess. It really doesn't have to be put in context, but you're going to see speakers from the National Rifle Association. We'll talk about that in a second. The Gun Owners of America, the Second Amendment Foundation, the USCCA, and others. This has grown into, Alan, you've got 30 seconds, one huge event.
It is the major gun rights event of the year now. And, I mean, anybody that's ever been to one dies to go back to another one. It's something very special.
Yeah, and it's not something you have to walk acres and acres and acres and acres to see and then get home and realize that you didn't get to see it all. When I say to you the gun lobby is meeting in Tampa, and when you hear the enemies of freedom talk about the gun lobby, that's what's going on in Tampa, Florida, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. For more information, SAF, as in SecondAmendmentFoundation.org, SAF.org. You can click on it on the top right of the page. It's free to attend. We're going to discuss more about it coming up in just a couple of moments with the great Alan Gottlieb, and I'm going to go through the list of speakers with him. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights.
Mark Walters.
Reno, Nevada, how you doing? KKFT, 99.1 FM. Great to be back on your airwaves. Love you guys out there. Need to get out there and do a live program with you. Quit talking about it and just do it. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Talking with the great Alan Gottlieb about the upcoming, and it is upcoming quick, too. So you need to make a decision. You need to make a call and join the several hundred others who have made the decision to attend the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It is free September 23rd, 24th, 25th in Tampa, Florida. Yes, you got to pay to get there. Depending on where you're coming from, Tampa is easy to get to from just about anywhere. And the reduced rates on the rooms, all the information is there. You can sign up. The lunch is free, and you go home with over $250 worth of personal defense materials. I'm talking about books and just about your personal. If you don't have a personal self-defense library, you will when you leave. If you have one, you've just boosted it big time. All of the information is at saf.org. We're going to talk with Alan Gottlieb right now about the speaker list at the SAF's CCRKBA's Gun Rights Policy Conference. Love all the alphabet soups, otherwise known as the GRPC down in TPA. Got to love that. September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Alan, welcome back to the show. Let's start with Friday. There is a reception cash bar from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday in the Lake Forest Ballroom at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Tampa, hosted by Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA. And the National Shooting Sports Foundation, one of those big organizations that comes to GRPC because this is the gun lobby, right?
That's correct. And, of course, the food at that cash bar is free, so you'll have food to eat, but you have to buy your own alcohol. And there'll be welcoming remarks being made there by leaders from the Florida Carry, which is one of the nation's greatest grassroots groups that's done yeoman's work in the state of Florida. They're the local host organization.
And who would have ever thought, you know, I spent many years down in Florida before relocating a little bit farther north up in Georgia. Who would have ever thunk that Florida would have needed an organization like that? That would have never crossed my mind when I was in Florida and when I left 10 short years ago. Okay, now let's get to the meat of the deal. Saturday starts at 7:30. Registration tables are open in the Grand Ballroom. The JPFO, Jews for Preservation of Firearms, hosts beverages in the AM. Then there's a call to order. I'll be the moderator, MC, if you will, for the day. The invocation, then from the Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with the gun, and the Pledge of Allegiance, Don Moran. We have a number of welcoming remarks. Governor Scott can't make it, but he's got what?
He's going to have either a video or audio presentation for everybody welcoming us and making remarks about the importance of the Second Amendment.
Okay, then you'll jump up at about 8:20 a.m. till 8:30. And you'll give us state of the gun rights battle. And this is always a fascinating discussion because this is pretty much where you set the tone personally and lay it on the line.
Yeah, I try to, and I'm going to do it again this year. And it should be, it's usually pretty enlightening for a lot of people because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that people don't normally talk about.
And we won't ask you to tip your hat on that right now, but this being about 6 weeks away, from no doubt the most important election that gun owners will ever face in our lifetimes, no doubt. This is going to be an interesting kickoff and a fascinating day. Then we go right into 8:30. Linda Walker. Who is Linda Walker?
She's a director on the National Rifle Association's board, who the NRA has decided they'd like to represent them and make presentations to why the NRA endorsed Donald Trump for president.
So I want you to hear what Alan just said. In the first hour of the day on Saturday, in the first hour, you have heard from National Shooting Sports Foundation, Second Amendment Foundation, and the National Rifle Association all before 9 a.m., after which we start getting into federal affairs briefings. Jeff Knox, director of the Firearms Coalition, long storied history with Jeff Knox, huh?
Well, of course, his father, Neil Knox, ran the Institute for Legislative Action at the NRA and was a longtime NRA activist. And Jeff is second generation of activism from that family.
And coming after Jeff, we've got, of course, the great Larry Pratt. And he's, of course, the executive director emeritus of the Gun Owners of America. So here, NSSF, Second Amendment Foundation, National Rifle Association, and the GOA, the Gun Owners of America, all before 9 a.m. Larry Pratt will speak. State Legislative Affairs Briefing. We've got two panels there for the State Legislative Affairs Briefing. with probably 10 to 12 speakers combined. Why is that panel so important this year?
Well, before I get into that, we dropped Joe Waldron from the Federal Affairs Briefing from the Citizens Committee for Right to Keep Bear Arms. Our legislative director will also be joining Larry Pratt and Neil Knox. And then, of course, we have those two big briefing panels on what's happening in the states, because what's happening in the states is very important. The anti-gunners have moved a lot of their activities to the state level, and a lot of these states share what they're doing in their states, both positive and where they're being hit negatively. And, of course, those are ideas for other states to pick up with and work on. So you've got people like leaving out the names of the individuals, but the groups, Scope, the Shooters Committee of Public Education from New York, the Gunners Action League of Massachusetts, the Arizona Citizens Defense League, the Cal Guns Foundation, the Illinois State Rifle Association, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, Florida Carry, of course, Georgia Carry as well, Kansas State Rifle Association, State Senator from Hawaii talking about what's happening in Hawaii, a Maine gun rights activist, Women and Guns columnist talking about what's happening in Maine with the Bloomberg initiatives, Virginia Citizens Defense League. And in between those panels are sandwiched in Jake McGuin, who's the Senior Director of State Affairs for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, will give an overview of everything happening in all the other states.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, this is all by 10:15 in the morning. This is by 10:15 in the morning. And the names on those state panels, many of, if not most of, you've heard on this program before. This is a powerhouse. This is a powerhouse-packed lineup. So believe me when I tell you that the gun lobby, the big bad gun lobby, will be in Tampa. This is the gun lobby, and this is where you will hear everything from the heads on down. And then, you know, we're not even at 10:30, but I'll just go through a couple of these in the essence of time. The impact of 3D printing on the future of gun control. Cody Wilson, he's great.
Yeah, he's the inventor of the 3D printed gun, the Liberator. It's made a lot of press and involved in a lot of litigation that we're involved in right now.
Yeah, and Cody's been on the program before, too. Then, of course, we've got the Second Amendment Doctrine, 11:30, the panel, the Global Gun Grabbers Alphabet Soup. Representatives from SAMI are going to be there. Of course, that's the Small Arms and Ammunition Manufacturers Institute, the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, real quick, just back up on the Second Amendment Doctrine. That's laying out legal doctrines and where we're at and where we're going legally by two noted attorneys, Joseph Greenlee and, of course, David Kopel, who's, you know, with the Independence Institute and a very famous Second Amendment litigator. That's a very important panel. And then, of course, the Global Gun Grabbers is just an amazing panel because you're dealing with people, again, from the Small Arms and Ammunition Manufacturers Institute, the Heritage Foundation, the Defense Small Arms Advisory Council, and, of course, the International Affairs for the NRA will be speaking there, as well as one of our guests, the president of the Ukrainian Gun Owners Association, to talk about what's happening in the EU and in Europe right now in gun rights.
It's incredible. Again, this is all before noon. And of course, 12 o'clock noon, I'll be turning over the mic. We've only got 30 seconds, so I'll have to run through this quickly. But legendary Tom Gresham, host of Gun Talk, will be there. He'll be talking. Alan, the great Alan Guru, will be there. Awards presentation occurs. Winning Firearms Freedom, One Lawsuit at a Time, with a host of different attorneys. At 2 o'clock, at 3 p.m., the gun rights battle from a media perspective. AWR Hawkins, Stephen Gutowski, you know them both. Myself will be on that panel. 4 o'clock, Heller and McDonald, How We Got There, Reversing School Disarmament, Urban Outreach. Rick Echter from Detroit CCW will be there. Facts versus False Claims and What's Wrong with Obama's Gun Control Medicine. That will close out Saturday. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much for everything. We'll continue to drive people to the site, saf.org. Alan, we appreciate it. We'll see you in Tampa very soon. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
And welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. That snuck right up on us there. Boy, I tell you, it's the weekend stuff, man. It's the monster show, you know? I got so much going on. I wish I could show you some of the monitors in here. I've got three of them going. Each one of them's got about 10 different tabs open up. This is going to be a fascinating two segments on Armed American Radio. My next guest is someone, he's legendary. So let me start with this. If you don't know who he is, Grant Cunningham is a renowned author and a teacher in the areas of self-defense, personal safety, home and family defense, and instructor development. He's written several popular books on handguns and defensive shooting for Gun Digest books, including, get this, The Book of the Revolver, Shooter's Guide to Handguns, Defensive Revolver Fundamentals, Defensive Pistol Fundamentals, and Handgun Training Practice Drills for Defensive Shooting. In addition to his print books, he's also the author of the Gun Digest ebook, 12 Commandments of Concealed Carry. He's written articles in shooting, self-defense, training, and teaching for many magazines, one you know very well on this show that I contribute to for the last dozen years, and that's Concealed Carry Magazine. Also, he's been featured in Gun Digest Magazine, the Association of Defensive Shooting Instructors, and the very popular Personal Defense Network training website. You know that from Rob Pincus. We're going to talk about Rob in just a few minutes. He's been featured or profiled in the Complete Book of Handguns, the Accurate Rifle Magazine, Custom Combat Handguns Magazine, and he's also the host of the Defensive Revolver Fundamentals DVD, and from the National Rifle Association's Personal Firearms Defense Series. and on the upcoming PDN production using the bullpup rifle for home and personal defense. Here's what Massad Ayoub, who you have heard on this program for many years, said. You can take Grant's advice to the bank. Okay, so he's also host of Personal Defense Network show Training Talk, where they cover everything from self-defense, personal security, and everyday readiness. And I bring all of this to you for a reason, because that's what we're going to talk about today, about something that happened to someone that you know very well, a good friend of mine, a good friend of Grant's, and a good friend of yours through all of that. Grant Cunningham, welcome to the show, brother. Great to have you here, man.
Hey, thank you very much. It's good to be here. And, you know, listening to that whole list, now I realize why I'm tired all the time.
Well, let me just read a couple of things down, because, you know, I love to toot the horns of the experts, because you guys really are really modest. And I at some point in time, I got to talk to you about revolvers, because you love that revolver. I don't know anybody else who's written as extensively about it as the defensive revolver as you have. Am I wrong in that?
You know, there may be somebody, but, you know, I do love the defensive revolver. I teach revolver only class generally a couple times a year, and I do like them. I enjoy them, and I think that for a lot of people, they're still an overlooked defensive choice in today's market.
I think it's great, because I carry one from time to time. So, again, that's fodder for another program, but I like what a number of people have said. For example, Massad, good friend of mine, you can take Grant's advice to the bank. And actually, Massad, when he says that, he says it like this. You can take Grant's advice to the bank. Now, see, you know that sounded just like Massad Ayoub. I got him down to a T, right?
That's
great
perfect.
To have you here, Grant. It's great to have you on the program with Mom. Grant is an established expert and has been for many years. He can distill the essence of a concept from a cumbersome explanation and efficiently get a student to grasp the important principles. That's from our mutual great friend, Rob Pincus. And that's what I want to touch on with you for the next remainder of this segment and the next segment till we take this to the top of the hour. Something happened to our good friend that I saw on social media, as many others did. Rob's been traveling around. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him. Can you take us from beginning to end of what occurred in this segment? And then in the next segment, let's break it down and give some of that incredible advice to listeners who can take this away and take it home with them.
Yeah, he sent me a text message when this happened and kind of recapped it. And essentially what's happening is Rob and his wife built a new house here a while back and moved into it, and they've been renting out their old place. And for whatever reason, they needed to go back to the old place, which is now vacant, and I guess prepare it for a new renter or something. And as they drove past the place, apparently his wife noticed at first that there was somebody sitting on the porch that shouldn't be there. Right? The house is supposed to be empty, right? And sitting on the porch shouldn't be there. And Rob turned and looked at this and didn't stop. Just looked straight ahead, went to the end of the block, turned around, parked, and called 911. And the police officers arrived. I guess five police officers arrived at this thing, and they discovered that there was somebody on the porch, or I guess there was somebody else inside the house. There were weapons inside the house. There were drugs inside the house. And, will it surprise anybody to find out that they had warrants for their arrest? Right.
Imagine that, Grant.
Yeah, big shock. Big shock. I know everybody's just very, very surprised at that. And so they carted them off. And interestingly enough, Rob puts this up on social media, and as a lesson learned, and I'm surprised, first of all, the number of people that didn't think that there was really a lesson to be learned, but there really is here, because the fight that you avoid, the fight that you don't get in, is the one that you always win. And I know that there are a lot of people who would roll up on this kind of a situation and immediately sort of get – there's that feeling of indignation that says, it's my house. These people are violating my house. And, you know, you get out and you chase them off, that kind of thing. And it's something that I'm sure somebody listening may have gone through at some point in time. But the way that this worked out, and the end result of this, finding out that he had two armed and violent people that he would have had to deal with by himself with no backup, underscores, I think, the danger of getting into a fight when you really don't need to. And that's the key here, the fight that you don't need to get into. If the fight is brought to you, if somebody attacks you, that's one thing. But we have a great deal of control over the fights that we don't get into. And we can choose to do things other than allow our first impulses or our pride or any of that stuff to get in the way and lead us into a direction where bad things can happen to us. So,
you know, let me say this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a good outcome for him because he.
Yeah, let me say this, Rob. Because Rob had Grant every right to stop that vehicle and go up on that. That's his property, his wife's property. He had every right to go up there, didn't he?
Right, exactly, and I get this. You know, a lot of us will, and I hear this quite a bit. It's my property. I should be able to, right? And it's always I should be able to, or I shouldn't have to not do something. Well, yeah, in a perfect world, I would say yeah, that would be true. But realistically, in this world, we have to look at that and say, I'm perfectly within my right to go up on that porch and kick them off, but what's going to happen if I do? Let's think ahead. Let's think maybe a couple steps ahead. What's going to happen when I do that? Because there's an element of chance in every encounter that you have. And sometimes that element of chance is just huge, as it turned out to be in this particular case. But resisting that sort of macho kind of territorial thing and stopping and thinking is the first step, and it's the most important step.
Great advice. You see, this is why we pay for training from people like Grant and from people like Rob, who you hear on the program a lot. Let me read you this. I'm going to take you to the break with this. This is from Rob's post on August 31st. And I want this to sink into you because when we come back, I want to break this down. We talk about on this program all the time. You've heard me say it many, many times. The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid it at all costs. You just heard Grant say the exact same thing in a different set of words. It's exactly what it was. You also hear us talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness. I like to take it a step further. Prepare to avoid by being aware. Okay, now in this case, those people were visible on the porch. Here's what Rob said. Had one of those practice what you preach moments today. People who don't belong at the supposed to be vacant old house, have property potentially at risk, have a gun, have training, have emotions, have anger. Control yourself. Deep breath. Drive to the end of the block. Call the police. Let 4 Denver PD cars respond with 5 officers and handle the squatters who would have been there for a week or so and their drugs, weapons, and outstanding warrants. Far too many people would have confronted them. Maybe it would have worked out. Maybe I would have gotten into a justified shooting today and had a long, arduous legal and emotional aftermath. Maybe I would have gotten killed. We'll never know because I did exactly what I and every responsible self-defense instructor I know advises. Avoid conflict. We'll be right back.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Yeah, it's us that are ginning up fears of people wanting to come and take our guns, right?
Yeah.
It's not the gun grabbers that are fighting us every day, is it? No, it's us. Amazing. It's rewriting history. All right, I'm talking with the great Grant Cunningham. You can find out everything you need to know about Grant at grantcunningham.com and check out the amazing intro on his Welcome to the World and about Grant and who he is, and go through some of what I listed for you at the opening of the program to introduce you to him. And before I go back to Grant, I want to again mention and finish really what Rob said in this piece. I got cut off there by the clock. But again, this is Rob Pincus rolling up on his property with his wife when he sees something out of the ordinary, to say the least. He says far too many people would have confronted them. Maybe it would have worked out. Maybe I would have gotten into a justified shooting today and had a long, arduous legal and emotional aftermath. Maybe I would have gotten killed. We'll never know because I did exactly what I and every responsible self-defense instructor I know advises. Avoid conflict. Let the police do their job, he says, which the senior officers and all did very well. Grant, isn't that the ultimate form of de-escalation, really, if we want to break it down that way? Because our job is to de-escalate, right?
Yeah, our job is to de-escalate. Our job is to avoid the fight whenever possible. And, you know, when we start talking about all the things that can happen, even if everything goes right, and as Rob said, maybe I'd be in a justified shooting and then have to deal with the aftermath of that, the amount of money that you have to spend out and you know, all that kind of thing, and then factor in what Masada Yubo always talks about, the Mark of Cain syndrome, you know, the way that people look at you, you know, all of this stuff. I mean, and that's just a small part of it. It is not worth getting into something that does not have immediate, that is not an immediate threat to your life and well-being. When it comes down to it, what we're really talking about, mere property. When we start talking about these things, the kind of fights that we can avoid, a lot of times they deal with mere property, certainly in this case. If you, what I tell people is, listen, if you don't need to, then don't. Use your head. Think ahead. Do I really need to do this? Do I need to confront these people on my front porch? Do I need to confront the kid who's rifling through the drawers in my detached garage? Do I need to do that? If the answer is no, if it's not something that's going to impact you personally, as in a harm to your life or a threat to your well-being, you don't need to. Call the police. Let them deal with it. Any, you know, ultimately, your stuff is insured. Who cares about that stuff? It's all the other things. And even if everything goes your way and you can have the greatest shooting skills in the world and have the fastest draw and the greatest split times, you can still do everything right and still lose that fight. You know,
you can lose your life.
Yeah, you can lose your life. Maybe you missed the guy's girlfriend coming around the corner with a knife after you shot her boyfriend. You can do everything right and still lose. And that's something that I think in the training world, we don't emphasize very often, that you can still lose. So,
well, you know, we acknowledge that, you know, you carry my book with Rob, Lessons from Unarmed America, up on your website. And this is an incredible teaching moment, because this is the ultimate stay out of it. Back off. Don't even go there. Let me give you an analogy, and this is from my own personal life as well. I like to use the personal ones because they're easy to tell and people can learn from these experiences. It's not a hypothetical situation. Grant, I can remember years ago being at a gas pump down in Tampa, Florida, when on the other side of the gas pump for me, an apparent domestic dispute was brewing, and it was getting uglier by the second. I'm pumping fuel into my car. I have every right to be where I'm at. Nobody's approaching me. But this event is escalating. I'm armed. I immediately pulled the pump out of the gas tank, hooked it up, got out, left. I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in a situation I don't know that's developing with, if I'm armed and it rolls over into me from 3 feet. I don't want it spilling into me. I pulled away and became the best witness I could be, stopped my vehicle and watched to make sure I didn't need to call 911. Is that good advice? Stay out of it.
I think that's good advice. Pull off to a safe distance. Watch the scenario. It's not like you're giving up on these people. You know, watch the scenario from a safe distance and call police if necessary. That, you know, unless there's an immediate threat to somebody's life, like, you know, somebody stabbing or shooting someone, that becomes another story, you know, another scenario entirely. But when you're not sure, particularly when you're not sure, that's the time to back off, be a good witness, call police, and stay aware of what's going on in the situation. That's
how do we? How do you teach people? There's a lot of bravado out there. I mean, you're out there in social media world. You see this stuff. I've seen your posts. I watch your stuff. And how do you handle with people when all this machismo comes up? You know, I should have gone in there. I was going to go in there. How do you deal with that when you got a student who responds in that way? Oh, I'd have gone in there and I'd have let them know I had a gun and all this and that. Because I know you see it. I know it's out there.
Yeah, I would like to say that it never happens, but unfortunately it does. You're right. I've certainly seen those people. And I try to explain it in the same way I just explained it here, that even if you do everything right, you can still lose. And all of the other stuff that goes along with, even if you win, all the stuff that goes along with that, all the baggage, because it's not just I won and, you know, the police shake your hand and give you a pat on the back.
Right.
All the other things that you have to put up with. And every once in a while, I've had this happen maybe once or twice, and I've had that student who just is really invested in their own ego, really invested in their own self-worth sometimes, who insists that here's what I would do. And I said, and I have said this on at least one occasion, listen, I don't think you need any more shooting classes. What I really think you need to do is to spend some time working on your emotional maturity. And you know, that kind of shocks them back to reality. But in reality, it is. It's controlling your emotions and controlling that desire to strike back at the bad guy. And we have to work against that, especially men. We're full of this macho stuff, and we have to work at it. We have to think about it. We have to stop and say, okay, do I need to do this? What are the alternatives that I can do rather than just running in and you know, with guns blazing? What are the options I have here? And go through those and then pick the best option that is the safest for you. And it's going to vary a little bit in every situation. In this particular case with Rob, it was go down to the end of the block, turn around, and call police.
And it worked. It worked. Everybody it went worked. Home. The bad guys got arrested. What they're going to have to deal with what they have to deal with. Rob's got the house in one piece. And the most important thing is nobody got hurt, especially he and his wife or anybody else for that matter. Now, that's good advice, too. You know, we can take that advice to, you know, just coming back out to your car from Walmart. Say you got to run to get something. Your kid needs something for school the next day. You forgot to get it. And they have to have it before school in the morning. And you run out to the 24-hour Walmart. You're walking back to your car. There's three thugs or punks or somebody you don't know leaning against your automobile. What do you do? Say, hey, get off my car. What are you guys doing? Or do you just turn around and walk away and wait it out? See, this we apply this to real life, and it's what saves people's lives. Hey, Grant, thank you so much for coming on and for talking about this. For those that want to know why Rob wasn't here, he's up in the air somewhere. He's in between Detroit and somewhere. So, hey, Grant, I'm going to put you on the spot. You will come back on the program soon, right?
Oh, love to. Anytime.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Grant Cunningham, great trainer. Read all of his stuff. You can find it all at grantcunningham.com. Thanks, Grant, for everything that you do. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. The great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here next. All of our new stations, we love you guys, particularly KKFT out in Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM Talk. We love you. Oh, Alaska. Just feeling you today, KVNT, 92.5 FM and 1020 AM. I'll be back with the great A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never, ever let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.